Oh, Rhino Bucket with The Hardest Town. And I tell you what, this new CD is just so cool. I'm really digging the vibe on it, and it's awesome. Graham, who do we have on?
We've got George of Rhino Bucket. How you doing, George?
Hey, what's happening, guys? I'm sitting here in Kansas City with Tony and Brian from Rhino Bucket also. Ready to do a show with our good friends Dangerous Toys, Love Hate, and Great White. You know?
That's fantastic. Having, let's give them some shit.
Oh, we'll give everyone some shit. We're the baddest band in the world.
I think you are. In my vote, you are. I really love every CD you've ever came out with, man. It's just, I got them all and love it.
Yeah, you don't have a bad song
at all. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, Graham, go ahead and start. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you know, we just finished playing the song, The Hardest Town, off of the same titled album. I was curious, what's the hardest town you guys have played?
The hardest town that we've played, Manchester, England, because they deported us and we never got to play.
No shit?
Yeah, that happened a couple of years ago. There was a work permit issue, and we flew all the way to Manchester only to be told that we couldn't play and got deported, but they can't deport me because I'm European, so they kept me there. Kind of it was one big, no, Tony, you can't get out. I'm keeping Tony hostage here. one big cluster. Can I say bad words?
Oh, yeah, yes. I can say fuck, twat,
okay,
dick.
It was a clusterfuck. Cool. Awesome. Tonight, actually, is a gig that might be a little hard as far as keeping them focused, because we're recording live the whole show, and this lineup that we're playing with tonight is going to be, you know, obviously myself, Reeve, and Brian, and Tony, Tiny, whatever you want to call him, of TSOL fame, and Hippie has been helping us out here, and he's actually doing Europe with us next January and February, and we're recording live with him today, so there's a possibility there might be some free tracks floating out there on the internet of live Rhino Bucket for the first time ever within the next couple of weeks. Or there might be a live album actually put out.
Oh, nice.
Killer.
I would love to see a live album.
It really depends on how much beer we have before the show.
That leads me to my next question. This is kind of an off-the-wall question. Have you ever woke up in the next morning going, why did I drink that extra beer?
Have I ever woken up in the morning and asked, why did I have that extra beer?
Mm-hmm.
No, I pretty much, I'm crystal clear as to why I did.
Oh, man. Hey, tell us a little bit about the new CD. What's some of your favorite tracks off it? I know probably every one of them is, but what's some that
right,
just pops
no,
up?
On the new CD, I mean, I do like all of them, but, you know, Hardest Town is fun to play. To Be Mine is a song line that I like because it's bluesy. I like the whole album because, I mean, this time it was really a labor of love, and we had a problem with the producer halfway through, and luckily Rick at Astate stepped up and manned it up and helped us finish it, because the first guy was just, I think he had a nervous breakdown. I don't know what the hell happened. But, I mean, basically, we got the structures of the songs together, and we just let Brian loose and just told him, like, hey, man, plug in your telly and, you know, play me some rock and roll guitar. And he did. And I still listen to it, and I laugh, because, I mean, it's a smile on my face, because he just sounds, you know, he sounds like he's having a good time on the album, and I think it comes through on all the songs.
Definitely it does, and I'm serious. I really love this new CD. I think really big things are going to happen with this. I really do.
Fantastic.
I absolutely love it. Graham,
yeah, like you said, there's a lot of great chemistry, and it definitely shows through in the music.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are tight, and it does sound like you're having a great time, and it just flows so good, man. It makes you want to shake your ass.
Oh, cool. Hey, man, that's what they always said. We have ass-shaking music.
That's it, man. Well, for the chicks anyway, you know, it makes me want to hit, you know, spank them.
Oh, man, there's never any chicks at Rhino Bucket shows. It's a bromance fest, basically. Trust me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can see that working up the ladies, man.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be one that I would have to definitely check out and see you guys live sometime. I'm definitely going to be there one of these days. But until then, we're just going to enjoy talking to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, live is where you really capture the essence of the band. Hold on a second. Hey, we got to do something with background vocals for everybody. We're discussing our soundtrack song.
Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, live is where the band comes alive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's where we, it's where we actually shine, because we're, you know, where we get to let loose, and you know, we play the songs a little bit differently. I mean, we, you know, our whole je ne sais quoi, the band, is like, it's supposed to be rock and roll, it's supposed to be fun, it's supposed to be free, it's supposed to be a good time for the band and the musicians and the fans. So, you know, we try.
Yeah,
sometimes we succeed on all cylinders, and sometimes it's a little bit like we're the only ones having fun, but screw it.
Absolutely. And I see that, you know, you guys are definitely keeping busy on the road, aren't you?
Yeah, things are picking up again. When we lost so much time with the first producer of the record, that we were all itching to get back and play. And even though Simon did the album, you know, Tony is playing with us now, and Tony's going to do the next album with us and Europe and all that. And eventually, we're just going to kidnap Tony from whatever the hell else he's doing. I'm not supposed to say that in front of you, Tony. Sorry.
Let's do it.
He was just joking, yeah. Tony.
So yeah, you know, it's. Live is where we're at, so the more gigs, and they're coming in right now, and we're having a good time, so we'll see. That's actually you go through a lot of pain at airport security, and
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's all worth it for the hour and a half that you're up there on stage.
Absolutely.
Having fun.
Absolutely. And I see that you're overseas. What's the crowds like overseas?
You know, actually, Ronald Bucket's only played overseas a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did Australia, a month in Australia with the Angels, opening up for the Angels, or Angel City as they're known here. The crowds there were great because Angels are legend. That was a great tour. And we only played London, I think, once at the Marquee. Really haven't been overseas or out of the country that much. So we'll see. I mean, I may call you guys the second week of January and saying, get me the hell out of here, because I just played for 7 people in Oslo when it's minus 40 degrees. Or I may end up moving there and living in Barcelona because the crowds are so good. It's kind of, you know, you got to go. You know, we want to play, so you got to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, from what I've heard from overseas, I think you're just going to love it, man. I think you're just going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, this band definitely lends itself to Europe and you know, and in general, like, the hard rock scene there. And, you know, we should do well. And, you know, at the end of the day, I do care, but I don't care, because as long as the band is playing its best, that's all we can do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Graham, you got another question?
Yeah, one question we love to ask. You've done a lot of interviews over the years, and we're curious, what's the worst interview question you've ever been asked?
The worst interview question? Oh, I've got it. I'll never forget it. I'm allowed to curse, right? Some dumb fuck from Finland asked me, like, if Rhino Bucket was a house, what kind of house would it be? And I was like... And first of all, he's like, go, you know, Brian just nailed it. He goes, an outhouse. And that's what I told the guy. It'd be a fucking shit house. I'm like, fuck you. If Rhino Bucket would be a banana, which banana would, you know, it's like, go fuck yourself. Ask me a question that makes sense. Don't.
Say that one for when you're on a bunch of shrooms or something.
Right. I'm doing interviews for you. It's like, dude, what kind of house would it be? Like, what the hell's wrong with you? So,
hopefully that wasn't a morning show or something, you know, some kind of crazy morning show thing.
they just called us a sound check, but apparently they're still sound checking, so we got time here.
All right.
That's fucking funny, man.
That's fucking funny. What kind of house would you be?
What kind of question is that?
Oh, Jesus, like, Jesus. Hey, on this CD, who was the main writer in it, or did you all have a part in it, or how did that work?
Traditionally, what's happened, you know, with Rhino Bucket is I've written the gist of all the stuff, and then we bring it together, and it becomes a song and becomes better because we all collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, on this record, actually, it went a little bit different. It's like everybody participated as a songwriter. Everyone brought in standalone, independent ideas. Everybody was the guys really stepped it up, which made it really cool. And I think that added to the flavor of the album, because, you know, it brought a little bit more of Brian and Reeve and Simon's personalities into it. So it became more of a complete picture of Rhino Bucket rather than, you know, maybe some of the albums were just a little bit more of like, hey, here's George's favorite Angel City riffs. It was cool.
Nice, awesome. And
and we split everything equally among the bands. At this point in my life, I've been in this band for 23 years. Reed's been in it for like almost 20. Brian's been in it 8. You know, and I've known Tony for 20, and I've known Simon for 20. It's like, it's all family. I'm like, you know, the worst thing you can do is after all that, after all those miles and all that blood, sweat, and tears on a fucking stage, is one guy gets to buy a Porsche while the other guy's taking the fucking bus. It's like, we've got to split it equally and be a man about it.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I like that. That's a great attitude towards it. I love that. Graham, you got another one?
So do you have any specific songs that are pretty kind of a challenge to play while on stage, like vocally and such?
No, I mean, they're pretty, I'm horrible with lyrics, so every song is a little, you know, I've been begging these guys for years and we can get a teleprompter, and then they told me how much it would cost to get one and have one, and I'm like, oh, fuck it. But yeah, I can't remember anyone else's lyrics, I can barely remember my lyrics, so that's the challenge I face, because sometimes you do these gigs, and I swear to God, guys, there's some guy in the third row or some girl in the third row, and she's looking at you straight in the eye, and she is singing the song along with you, and she knows the words better than I do. And I'm always like, this is not a proud moment. You know, I'm talking about basic stuff like One Night Stand or Hey There. I mean, songs that we've done a million times. I feel like, huh, what's that third line? I don't know.
Well, that's when you can do like what a lot of musicians do. You know, just hand her the mic and let her sing it for a little bit when you forget a line.
Oh, like I fuck that. I just slur it out a little bit. And they think I'm singing the right words. It all works out.
There you go.
I like that. That's awesome. Anything you want to say to the your fans out and about here before we get you off here?
No, we're good. We're just go to rhinobucket.com. Check us out. The dates are listed. Oh God. I don't know what the hell is going on back there, but I'm walking the fuck out.
Oh, oh man!
Thank God, that stopped.
Yeah, that kind of
Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, somebody needs a nap.
Yeah,
guys, I got a bail. They're calling me up there to do my sound check.
Well, anyway, George, hey, we'll make sure to tell everybody to go to the website and definitely pick up this new CD. And this CD, flat out fucking rocks. It's been a pleasure having you on, man. And thanks for taking the time and talking to us, man.
Thank you.
All right, man. You have a good one.
Okay.
All right, bye.
You guys have a good one, too. All right. Cheers.
All right, Rhino Bucket. Yeah, I tell you what, that's awesome. Up next, Rhino Bucket, Slipping Away. I like this song. Check it out. It's groovy.